Collins. This is Century. Good morning to you. Monday morning from Albert Road Studios in Middlesbrough with Century Windows. Also today, by the way, we have 100 fascinating facts we're going to tell you about. Well, over the week, about Middlesbrough, and it's all with HS Interiors, the only place you can be sure of genuine jacuzzi well-pooled baths. Can I get into one of them, do you think? I think I'd fit into one of them. No, I didn't think I would, really. Anyway, maybe Phil from Fenham will tell me all. You can tell me as we go on. Phil from Fenham's coming up.
In our town and city centres today, starting to look fairly busy. In Newcastle, it's beginning to get busy on the quayside and approaching the Swan House roundabout, according to the cameras. The cameras in Middlesbrough say it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's picking up the usual spots, but everything seems to be running well. Those temporary traffic lights, which packed in along River Drive in South Shields, have now been repaired, so everything's back to normal. Just the usual queues when they turn to red now. And also, there's roadworks today if you're at Rowlands Gill, the A694. Well, there's temporary lights for roadworks just near to the Holland Hill Junction. A little bit slow from time to time. No major problems, certainly nothing out of the ordinary if you're on the Western Bypass. A little bit on the slow side, southbound around the Teme Valley. That's because of those lane markers which are in place. There's also a 50 miles per hour speed limit. That's between the Kingsway roundabout and Lobley Hill. Finally, if you're on public transport, well, so far today we've heard of no major delays. Claire Cridland, AA Vodafone Road Watch.
We've never used this car wash before, have we?
No, but they're all the same. You just line the car up with these tracks and sit back.
Oh, you forgot to close the sunroof.
It's stuck.
Is the ignition on?
Yes.
Hurry up!
I'm pressing the stupid button, but it won't close!
Oh, look at my hair!
Something to think about if you're looking to buy a used car. Have the electrics been fully checked? It's not a worry if it's Network Q. For your nearest Network Q dealer, see Yellow Pages or call 0800 114 114.
Hello, Roberto.
Si.
Good news. You wanted a new Mercedes E-Class from AMB before you'd sign for us.
Si.
Well, they're delivering it today. You what? A Mercedes C-Class from AMB for the wife?
11
I know it costs less than £20,000, but I don't see that... A Mercedes for your mother-in-law? Oh, it doesn't have to be brand new. Thanks, Roberto.
Anderson Mercedes-Benz, Wessington Way, Sunderland. New and quality used Mercedes from as little as £8,000.
Morning, everyone, let's go. Time to rhyme time with the Morgan Show. So have your coffee black or with your shaving cream and start your day a-laughing with a very special team. Good morning, headlines are depressing. Listen to Morgan between showering and dressing. So you don't like breakfast, I don't know what to say. Just listen to Century every single day.
All right, on the phones we go. Morning, darling.
I always listen to them. Do you know that something's going on there? What's
going on, Phil?
What's going on, though?
Well, here we are, you see, live from our Albert Road Palatial Studios here, right opposite the town hall, Phil.
Hello.
And where they are queuing up at this moment to rush in and pay all their poll tax community charges and their rates and everything.
I wish I was there, though. I'd expect Hey, you've got to watch yourself there, you know.
Well, I know we have. Well, I have, Phil. I mean, I've had to. Getting what?
Raped, look.
Raped?
Yeah,
I thought he's in grape there.
No, there wasn't a bunch of them.
I'm
looking forward to tonight, though.
You are, Phil.
I'm looking forward to tonight.
All right, big night tonight.
Yeah.
It's Newcastle against the Villa, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you know, love?
What?
My hero, he might not be playing, love.
Well, it says in the paper tonight, yeah. Doesn't it? That
he's
Peter
got a groin injury.
He's got a groin injury.
Yeah. And it's nothing to do with me, love. I've never touched him. I've never laid a finger on him yet.
You've never touched him.
I'm looking forward to when
is
I do.
Is that right? I know. Well, you see, you know, he's very selective, is our Peter, you know.
I know that, love.
He's very selective.
He's one of the top boys. He's
well,
a top banana,
I mean, Arthur, I mean, I don't think that... He's what, Phil?
He's a top banana.
He's top banana.
Yeah. He is, he's not in the news as much as that Fergie, though, I know that.
Well, Fergie, of course.
What's going on with her?
Well, I don't know.
It's Fergie tape.
Well, I mean, Fergie, according to the papers this morning, says that, you know, she's going to sell her soul, isn't she, for
she's
half a million?
She's not really good at picking her friends, love.
Well, she's not.
She isn't,
though. She's not. I mean, you know, she went to this, a medium?
Some psychic counsellor, though.
Psychic counsellor?
Yeah.
Who said that...
She'd have been better off coming to see me, love. He wouldn't end up with a toe-sucking Texan if he came to my place. I can't help it. Hey? Hey? I mean, look, I've got lots of secrets, love.
I know, right? You have.
And I haven't told anyone.
Would you be a sort of person, Phil, that we could rely on to keep state secrets?
I don't give cheap information. All my information's up to date, love.
Is that right, yeah. Phil? I mean, but if Fergie came to see you for some, advice, you wouldn't be selling it in a book or anything like that, would you?
Wouldn't, love. No, not at all, love.
I've had royalty. Yeah.
I've had the clergy.
Yeah.
Politicians. They've all got faith in me, love.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
When you say you've had them, how do you mean by that, Phil?
Yeah. I've even been told that a man is going to approach me with a big red book in his hand.
Is that right, Phil?
I've had lots of men approaching me with things in their hands before. Hey, but never a big red book.
Hey, Phil!
Millions, my story. What?
I love you.
I feel sorry for Fergie, but it's her own fault.
I love you. Smokey Robinson and Miracles and the Tears of a Clown.
Who ate all the pies? Who ate all the pies? Newball's got them, Weevil's got them, Newball's got the pies.
All right, as we're broadcasting live from Middlesbrough all this week, a special one-week edition of Who Ate All the Pies. And it's also people from the borough. So who's this? I'm embarrassed.
I think everybody knows that my thoughts changed on the situation. And as far as I'm concerned, I've went
out
now.
Who ate all the pies?
Right.
Who ate all the pies? Newball's got them, Weevil's got them, Newball's got the pies.
Who ate all the pies?
I think everybody knows that my thoughts changed on the situation.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, I've went
lost
out now.
The two, this is.
And I've got better than that.
Yeah. 0500 100 102, a special week of Who Ate All the Pies with our very good friends at Newball's. And a Morgan Mega Mug coming up for you today.
Pies. Newball's got them, Weevil's got them, Newball's got the pies.
Maggie!
Morning, my darling.
Morning, my darling, how are you?
All right, are they treating you all right in Middlesbrough?
Well, so far, darling, you know what I mean? They've got a long way to go before they get up to the standards that were associated with our Gateshead studios,
Oh,
you know?
Rubbish. What's Mackenzie?
Well, you a Mackham, darling?
Of course I am.
Oh, shut up. Oh, no, sorry, I was on you. How are you then, darling?
I'm all right, thank you very much.
You think you've cracked it, don't you?
I hope so.
Oh, it's so easy. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Because all this week, with Mr. Newball, we've got voices who are well-known in the Teesside area, all right? So who is this?
I think everybody knows that my thoughts changed on the situation. And as far as I'm concerned, I've went out now.
Go on, who do you think?
Brian Robson.
Absolutely correct, me darling. And you've won one of Mr. Newball's very own T-shirts, all right? Now, all you've got to do, and you've only got a few days for this, is you've got to wear it in a very compromising position.
Oh, I'll go to America in the morning, so I'll have to go to...
You're going
tonight.
To America in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, get it stuck on Mickey Mouse or something.
Well, I'll be back for 14 days. I'll do something before then.
Well, get it stuck on Goofy.
I will, right.
I'm sure I went out with her. Say those words, go on.
I'm a winner.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, darling. This is Century from the Borough.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he does you wrong, he's a bird.
A bird dog. Hey, we've got a great winder this morning as well from a photo processing lab in Hartlepool. Basically, Mr. Martin rang up to talk about his, Birmingham Roland, to get the pictures back of his prize birds. However, he complained that he got birds all right, but they were topless. And, of course, he was very upset about it. So the wind-up today is on the photo processing lab. I'll tell you all about it in about 10 minutes' time. Right now, it's 8:26 on Century.
In Prince Bishop Ford, brilliant. You can get cars there that are nearly new. They call them nearly new cars. Brilliant. And they do a scheme with Ford Direct. It's called the Ford Direct Scheme. If they haven't got the car you want, they just get it for you from a computer. It's got all the used Fords in the country in it, so it should be really big, but it fits on a desk. Brilliant! And the prices are really low. I've just bought a fantastic N-Reg Escort for £7,995 and I can't even drive! Brilliant!
Prince Bishop Ford, New Road, Crook. They're really...
Brilliant!
Thank you.
Look inside tonight's Evening Gazette and you'll find it's a great time to move. The essential property guide containing everything you need to know about buying and selling property on Teesside. 48 pages packed with great features and the best advice from the region's top builders and estate agents. You could even win a fitted bedroom worth £3,000 from Court Homemakers. It's a great time to move. Free in tonight's Evening Gazette. Don't miss it.
Morgan doesn't break rules because he doesn't have any. Century's Morgan in the Morning.
You know, one of the things we're doing, because we're live from Middlesbrough all this week, is basically presents 100 fascinating facts about the borough with HS Interiors, the only place you can be sure of genuine jacuzzi whirlpool baths. Now, something to highlight, you know, the first local Derby League game against Newcastle with the borough was played at St. James's Park on the 18th of October, and Borough won 1-0. It's the only reason I mention that. The first four-figure transfer fee ever paid by Middlesbrough for a player was to Sunderland for a player called Alf Common. The fee was £1,000. How things have changed there. And on the 4th of January 1906, Middlesbrough was suspended by the FA for failure to pay a £250 fine imposed for irregular payments. They were reinstated when the chairman personally paid the debt. See that? 100 years... and nothing changes at the borough. Postman's just been at our studios in Albert Road. I've sent him back and there were some brown ones. We don't want any bills. It's 8:31 in the morning. Now the latest news from Dave.
The Century News Headlines.
Good morning. Police are set to reveal more details of their probe into a chemical alert to North East Children's Play Area, which has caused the deaths of three dogs. The animals were taken ill after exercising on a grassed area in Thornaby in Cleveland. The site around Trenchard Avenue, Tedder Avenue and Cunningham Drive was sealed off. A fourth dog, which was also taken ill, is now back with its owner after treatment by a vet. A young widow is going to court to try to get the go-ahead to use her dead husband's sperm to have his child. Fertility experts claim she's not allowed to, as he didn't give her written permission before he died. A man accused of the worst mass killing in Australian history has pleaded not guilty to all 35 charges of murder. There was tight security as 29-year-old Martin Bryant appeared before a court in Hobart and was remanded in custody. A leading Scottish MP has attacked British Gas's decision not to pull out of Scotland and the north of England. The company's confirmed it's held talks with Scottish Hydroelectric about a possible sale but has now called off the discussions.
The problems on the A66 just east of the A1M intersection in the Darlington area. There's a fire in a car westbound, according to reports just in. Details still a little bit on the rough side, so we'll give you more details as we can. For the time being, though, things a little bit slow, so allow yourself a little bit of extra time for your journey if you're there. Elsewhere, town and city centres, really not too bad. Nothing out of the ordinary to report from the cameras in Middlesbrough whatsoever. Newcastle, it's the Quayside and just approaching the Swan House roundabout, which is a little bit slow. And the Western Bypass, as you'd expect. No particular problems through the Tyne Tunnel, though. And if you're on public transport, well, so far today, everything's still moving fine. Claire Cridland, AA Vodafone Road Watch.
Century Sport with the Teesside Development Corporation, the winning team.
Newcastle tackle Euroflops Aston Villa at St James Park tonight. The team will be looking to bounce back in style after losing the second leg of their UEFA Cup match in Sweden last week, although they moved into the next round on aggregate. But Brian Little's men are also on the comeback trail after being knocked out of Europe by Helsingborgs. Newcastle manager Kevin Keegan says Villa will make it tough.
I think you've got to take Europe and leave it aside, and you've got to look at the league, and in the league they are one of the best sides in the league without a doubt. And the lads know that. I don't have to warn them on that. I had them down as my team of the year last year in the Premiership. I mean, they won the Coca-Cola, finished, was it fourth or fifth? tremendous when you think they nearly got relegated the year before.
Newcastle have come back after a 4-0 Charity Shield defeat against Manchester United and losing their first league match against Everton. Lee Clark says there's no reason why their good form shouldn't continue.
There's no doubt that when everything clicks together, you know, we're going to go on a special run and we're going to get some special performances. But I think it's been pleasing from the rest of the lads' point of view and for the manager and his coach and stuff to see the way we've grinded out results, because if there was a question mark about it, that was probably it.
Elsewhere, Liverpool beat West Ham 2-1 at Upton Park to stretch their Premiership lead to 3 points, and Ole Solskjaer is the new darling of the Manchester United faithful. His double strike against Spurs makes it 5 goals this season for the young Norwegian. That's it. More at 9.
Hey, I just had a lady in, right? And yeah. She says, is Dave Goldring not with you? I said, no, he's not with us, though. We couldn't bring him down. And said, so she asked me to describe him, you to her, you
right,
say.
Go
so
on
I
then. Said, right, what so did you say?
I said, you're 18
you
stone. 18 stone.
Yes.
Okay. B.O.
Yeah.
a moustache and going bald.
Oh, right.
And
well, that's
she,
me, isn't it?
And she's going to wear very unhappy, actually. I tell you.
Well, Supra, you're upsetting my fans.
She said, I couldn't believe he looked like that, Morgan.
Yes, he does look. I said, he does look, honestly. That's why he's single. This is Century, go on.
Far, we've been travelling far.
Diamond, it's off to America. This is Century. Good morning, and it's Morganelli in the morning on. We've got young Neil here as well, live from our studios on Albert Road in Middlesbrough, and also right in front of us. Well, it was before the bus arrived. Right in front of us, of course, is the huge City Hall there, where all the stars appear, and no doubt before long, with my Mr. Martin song, that I'll be appearing there over Christmas time. But all the girls in the office there, they're at the top with all the pictures of all the stars, and they've got some big names appearing there over the next few weeks. They've got the Drifters, the Beautiful South, Jules, Holland, Gabrielle, you name it, they've got it appearing there. And I'll tell you exactly what's on there over the next few months as we go out over the next few days. But the wind-up is coming next. It is a belter. It's from someone in Hartlepool, and we're going to get them next. Right now it's 21 minutes to 9.
Every weekday drive time, we'll give you a clear view of the road from Britain's most technically advanced travel and traffic information service. AA Vodafone Roadwatch, the UK's leading motoring organisation, teamed with the UK's number one mobile phone network. AA Vodafone Roadwatch, number one for travel and traffic news.
HS Interiors, is this the place?
Yeah, look through there. All the eyewitnesses report has seen something incredible, something they've never seen before.
There's something in there, but whatever it is, they've covered it up.
What are the mysterious shrouded objects spotted in the bathroom settings? Why do eyewitnesses claim that time, space, and bathrooms will never seem the same again? Discover the reality behind the bathroom cover-up. Visit HS Interiors, North Ormsby Road, Middlesbrough, or call 243-403. The truth is in there.
Let's see who we go with today's wind-up, and it really is a belter. We decided we'd ring photo processing in Hartlepool. Now, photo processing in Hartlepool, there's a few lovely girls there. We thought we'd give them a ring as Mr. Martin, because we pretended that he'd put his pictures in of his Birmingham Roller, his prize bird that's won 3 rosettes. So you can imagine how upset he'd be if he discovered that instead of getting the pictures of his Birmingham Roller, he had in fact got pictures of other birds. And, of course, they were very upset because they were topless. He is 67 years of age, after all. So here we go, then, on today's wind-up on photo processing of Hartlepool.
Good afternoon, photo processing. Janet speaking.
Is that the manager, please?
Hold on one moment. Hello.
Hello, is that the manager?
Temporary manager.
Temporary or temporary not manager, I don't care. I want to make a complaint.
Right, go ahead.
Right, I've had my pictures developed.
Yes.
And it was of my Birmingham Roller. That's won 3 rosettes.
Yes.
And I've got them back and I opened them, you know, in the company of my wife, and there's nude pictures inside.
Right, how much were you charged?
Nude pictures. And, you know, what's going on? I mean, no, my wife said to call the doctor.
Right.
Could you imagine the shock of opening up expecting to see my Birmingham roller and there is naked, topless women with tattoos?
Right, so there is actually pictures in the packets.
That is correct.
How many packets...
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, could you just speak up, please?
Right, how many packets did you collect?
How many what?
How many packets did you collect?
I collected two.
Two packets?
Two packets of a Birmingham roller. It's 1-3 rosettes. You can imagine how disappointing this is. I've got a club night tonight, and what can I show them?
Was it both packets, not your print?
No, just one of them.
Just one.
But there we are, you know, can you imagine that, love? I'm 67.
I really can understand how you feel.
You know, I opened up, there's a naked woman.
Oh,
you know, showing her boobs. Excuse me.
That's fine,
yeah.
That's okay.
You know, my wife said to call the doctor.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean, love?
Yes. Is it... Can you tell me, on the front of the packets that you collected, is it both your name and address?
I've no idea, love. You know,
right.
I've had to come down to my son's house because obviously my wife's distressed.
Oh, yes. Dear.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's...
Right.
Yes.
Can I take your name and address, please?
Man, Mr. Martin. Now, you see, you know, do you know what a Birmingham roller is, love?
I have some... Is it... Obviously, it's a Is it like a train or something?
Sure, what, love?
Is it a train?
A train?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Right, can you tell me what a Birmingham roller is then, please? Because I'm unaware of what one is.
It's a pigeon.
Right, I'm with you now.
When I came in to ask for me pictures of me birds, what they gave me is topless pictures of other birds.
Right, I can understand.
But not the feathered variety.
Yes.
I mean, does your shop do this?
No, what must have happened by mistake? Obviously, we've got over 180 branches within the company.
Yes.
They all go to one lab to get developed.
Yes.
And what the only thing I can assume has happened is that those belong to some other customer.
Yes.
And they've been put in your packet by mistake.
Right. Well, you know, it's very distressing, love. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah.
Very
distressing. I will put this forward, but...
Sure, it's...
Those prints will be developed.
But where's me Birmingham roller?
That's right. I'm going to try and trace that up for you as soon as possible.
It's 1-3 rosettes, love. That's the killer about this.
Right.
You know, when I've asked for birds, I've got blue tits instead of me Birmingham roller.
Yeah.
And all I've got, love, is topless women with tattoos.
Yeah.
Hello.
And quite honestly, love, some of the tattoos are disgusting.
It would really disgust me.
One man's a dagger.
I really do sympathise with you.
I just couldn't believe it, love. You know, that dagger, and it's in a very rude place. I didn't think you printed stuff like this.
Well, the machine picks up all images on the negative.
Yes.
And when they go through quality control, when somebody sits on the desk...
Well, I mean, quality-wise, you aren't bad.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you, they're very good pictures of them.
But they'll be printed...
Two of them staring out at me.
They're obviously printed, but if there's any contact between two people, I think you know what I might mean there. They
contact
won't print
between...
anything like that, or they will get the police involved if there's anything...
What do you mean, contact? You mean that there's no...
Contact between two people, male or female, or whatever.
To be honest, love, I mean, I'm a man of the world.
Yeah.
It's not to me, but my wife, Mary, she's never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, love, put her right off her tea this morning. Look, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Because I think, what's your first name?
It's Paula.
Paula. Have you ever heard of Morgan in the Morning, Paula?
Yes.
Do you know you're live on it?
Never. Why? Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello.
God, I don't need this.
Hey, listen.
Really?
Hey.
Yeah?
Hello?
You didn't even blink when they said the women had tattoos.
Hey, believe me, I was laughing at the beginning. I thought, no, please straighten your face. Oh, my God. I'm going to the shop for some antiperspirant. Got a sweat on it, yeah? Let's hope you don't bring your photographs into photo.
Well, if you get my Birmingham roll, I want it back.
Ooh, dear me.
Wind up today, a great one as well. Photo processing of the Middleton Shopping Centre in the Hartlepool. Thanks to all the gang there.
When the sun is setting in the sky, everybody knows it's party time. And when the moon is rising high, I'll be yours, I know you will be mine.
Gloria Estefan, party time it is. Look at the time, 11 minutes tonight. Well, Caroline's just arrived for work. She's our receptionist here at Century and Albert Road in Middlesbrough. Neil, what sort of state she in?
She looks drunk.
Drunk?
Purple face.
Purple face. I mean, it's embarrassing. Honestly. To be honest with you, honestly, we employ these staff. I don't know. We should just pay them in milk tokens. Century from Albert Road in the borough. Come along and say hello. We're here all day today as well and looking forward to it. Here's DeBarge now.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all
the... DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night. It's Century Radio live from Middlesbrough today, all with our very good friends at Century Windows. Right now we get the latest on the drone.
Century Traffic.
Well, town and city centres, nothing too much out of the ordinary whatsoever. That accident's on...